I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers in Iraq voice concern as the United States announces military changes. U.S. President Joe Biden formalized an agreement this week with Iraq's prime minister. There will be no forces with a combat role by December 31st, and it's unclear whether the number of U.S. troops will change. Levels shifted under former President Trump from 5,000 to 2,500 in Iraq, with a focus on training and support missions. Through an interpreter, an Iraqi believer named Umran says,
the Iraqi people, they want the combat forces to stay, because when they're in Iraq, there won't be terrorism problems. We've already been through this experience once, and when the U.S. forces pulled out, the government fell and entered ISIS.
And the World Health Organization recently described long-term mental health challenges posed by the pandemic in Europe. Officials said these issues should be addressed openly as social and economic recovery. In turn, pandemic uncertainty creates gospel opportunities. World Missionary Press partners throughout Europe tell Helen Williams,
people are more open to talking about the future, if you will, or eternal things. And each of these ministries is finding more receptivity. That is part of what we've seen from COVID in so many parts of the world, that there is a fear and a, what do we believe in? What can we hang on to? What can we hope in?
Some partners use the booklets in local ministries. Others use them to reach refugees with God's word. People are hungry for the bread of life. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.